accuses Trump of
breaking
her room in the 1990s. Trump denies wrongdoing and claims Carol made up the story to sell copies of her book. Another protest is planned today in connection to the chokehold death of a homeless man in the New York City subway system. Numerous protesters were arrested Saturday for jumping onto the tracks and halting train service at one station while calling for charges in the death of Jordan Neely. It was a week ago that former Marine Daniel Penny put Neely in a chokehold on the subway after witnesses say Neely was acting erratically and making threats. Neely, who struggled with mental illness, died shortly after. The Manhattan DA's office could present details of the case soon for a grand jury. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
UC Spring savings are bursting into your local Whole Foods Market. Get 16 ounces of organic strawberries for just $3.99 with Prime through May 9th. Your oatmeal just got a whole lot less boring. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
And let's go ahead and take a look now. Charles Turner to talk weather. Outlook for Monday, well, we'll see partly sunny skies and a slight chance of rain showers, about 20% later on this afternoon. High temperatures around 62, 63 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures down to about 48. For Tuesday, partly sunny skies and a little warmer. Highs around 65 with partly cloudy skies. For Tuesday night, lows back down to about 46. For Wednesday, Thursday, and for Friday, temperatures progressively get warmer in the high 60s to low 70s with mostly sunny skies and low temperatures in the low 50s.
Want to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Let us help you produce a professionally sounding radio show or podcast. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local. The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Metamorphosis with Dr. Tasselface. In the next hour, you will embark on a journey to awaken your inner identity, remember the truth of who you are, and come home to yourself. Enter your transformative chrysalis, experience the fundamental change you need, and emerge a leader for your own life and for the planet. Align with your spirit and become the being you were always meant to be. Leap fearlessly into the powerful change awaiting you. Transform your world naturally and supernaturally. Lead with your magic. Trust the unseen. Experience quantum leap. Metamorphosis begins now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tasselface Faith, the priestess of metamorphosis, and you are listening to the Metamorphosis Show on the Transformation Talk Network. Please stay with us over the next hour and let us help you experience your own personal metamorphosis. I am beyond delighted to welcome just an amazing being on the planet, Katrina Starr, and I just want to read a little bit about her background. Katrina Starr is an alchemist supporting extraordinary relationships for men and women. Her work includes transformational coaching, DNA, somatic repair, quantum physics, and quantum entanglement. She's an international best-selling author, podcaster of Love the Destroyer and the Elemental Lifestyle. And I'm just so delighted to share space with you, Katrina. Welcome to the show.
I am so honored and humbled to be here with you. I appreciate this opportunity to share space and let the magic unfold.
Yes! Oh my goodness, I'm literally getting chills. It's always seems to be my sign from spirit that something big is happening. I've been following your work, and to me, you have one of the most authentic, honest, vulnerable, courageous voices of in the coaching sphere that I've ever seen. To me, you seem to show up as your authentic self. And I'm getting chills again as I'm saying this. And I just really want to honor you for being that beautiful light on the planet. And for all of us as a real inspiration, for all of us to come more deeply into that authentic self.
Thank you. I I think that was actually one of the biggest things for me in understanding what it means to be authentic for me. What is my own authentic way of showing up? And I always go inward and go, am I, like, would I want to tune in to who I am and what I shared, like, 2 or 3 years ago, right? Would that be what I want to hear? And so I really question the faith within myself. It's like a deep peeling of the onion, as you will, of always like going inward and going, is this how I would want to see myself? You know, it's looking backwards. And am I showing up authentically? Am I showing what's really present in my life in that moment? Am I really honoring what is authentically moving through me in my relationships? Am I being present with it? And am I really showing that place of what it means to transform? So I'm always checking in with that. And I really believe that when we authentically show up, that prevents manipulation.
You mean manipulation from energetic forces?
Yeah, I think all types of manipulation. I feel like as the more we allow our authentic connection to our heart and our expression and who we are here to be in this lifetime, expressed in human form, right? The more we align with that, the less we are infiltrated with different places of manipulation, either us manipulating others or us being manipulated by others as well.
Yes. I love everything you just expressed. And I'm curious, has this been a journey for you to come into a fuller authenticity, or was this easy for you from the start? What's your journey around this?
It was not easy. Oh, my gosh. Like, you know, 7 years ago, I was pretty much overwhelmed in my life. Trauma had really showed up. My father had passed. I had a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. So I was a mother to 2 amazing children. And I reached a breaking point in what my emotional intelligence was. I was, you know, not able to decipher what was mine, what was my partner's, what was my children's, what was my father's, like all this space, right? So it really hit a moment of like, okay, I'm going to step into this. I always thought I would be an author, right? Like that was my, oh, that's like the yummy, right? Like being able to tuck away and like write and create. But I really was being drawn to show up and shine and share and be that authentic doing the work, right? Not just saying these things, right? But like actually doing the work. And so in the last 7 years, as I walk with my clients, as I'm journeying in this place, I'm also doing the work with them, right? I'm revealing new aspects of myself. And that allows everyone around me to also show up and to reveal the vulnerability and the authenticity that wants to come through them. So it has been a place where, okay, it could be easy to show a box solution, or it could be easy to show up and say, hey, this is, you know, a very specific thing that I offer and that's it. But I'm not one to do that. I'm going to show the messy. I'm going to show the real human side of transformation. And to be able to embrace that takes a lot of courage.
Yes.
A lot of courage.
Yes.
To be able to embrace that, hold space for myself and let others also allow what really wants to come through in their lives. So it's a journey of massive self-discovery, and I love where I am today. I love the base of service that I'm offering. I love where I'm at personally and how I'm able to communicate with my kids and how they're communicating to me about their emotions and what they really want. And it's just, I'm thriving in this place of the yummy, messy nectar. Like, that's what it is. It's the yummy, messy nectar that, like, allows our vitality to come through.
Beautifully and poetically expressed, Katrina. I love everything that you're expressing. And one of the things I often say to myself is, being my true, authentic self feels like the greatest luxury to me. And it's a little bit sad in a way that I still see it as a luxury, but myself and I know many others, I was not my authentic self for most of my life. I think it's still unfolding, probably for all of us, it's still unfolding. And to be more and more my authentic self, that's the best thing. Nothing else compares. No material possession could compare to that. Really, even no external experience can compare to just, oh, I can just be me and not wear these masks. And it's just, I still find it a luxury.
You know, I think you nailed it right there. Like, I have chills. I really do. Like, you know, I was able to turn into a place of a nomadic lifestyle. So I've traveled around the world, and a lot of that has unfolded myself into who I really am. But you know what? It's not about the destination, and it's never about where we are. I think what you said right there, the abundance is leading an authentic life. That's the abundance.
100%. I almost feel like crying hearing you say that.
Yeah.
I totally agree. And I know I had so many experiences traveling and living in other countries and lots of different achievements. And all of that was pleasant and added to my life experience. But yeah, as you said, there's something about just being present, internally present, that I'm still relishing. Like right now, my favorite thing is to go for a walk and just be with myself and just be with whatever is there. And sometimes it's really painful, but I'm still so happy to be with that because it's what's there, and I feel whole and at peace being with all of that.
And that is the most, that's acceptance, right? That's accepting what is happening in the now.
Yes.
Not having to run from it, not having to have this external luxury in order to feel complete or whole. I mean, I basically feel like so much of my unraveling was I had to really go, it's not about where I'm at, but in the world. It's not about what really is surrounding me. It's about my inner acceptance of what it is. And that is not an easy process.
No.
So conditioned that our external reality or our internal reality is not, it cannot be embraced or held.
Yes.
And that it has to change, that something has to shift. There has to be a different person, a different house, a different car, a different, you know, country, whatever it is. It has to be different in order for us to be able to feel like we arrived to,
yes,
you know, wholeness. But that's, you will spend your entire life trying to find the thing.
Yes.
To make you whole, when all of you, it's just the acceptance. It's that acceptance inside, and that takes a lot of courage.
Yes. I feel that it took me so long to realize that what I really wanted was inner peace. That was the gold mine. And I'm not saying that I have it all the time, but I have more of it than I used to, and that's what I seek. I just seek ease within me. For me, my external life is still unfolding. It's still challenging in many aspects. But there is a sort of bigger and bigger expanse inside of me that there's this distance from that. It matters and it doesn't matter.
You know what I hear from you is our capacity, right? It feels like your capacity to expand into peace, your capacity, right? I mean, I always think of that as our central nervous system, and a lot of the work in the quantum that I like to do is just to expand our capacity.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, our capacity is just to accept the now.
Yeah.
And to embrace that wholeheartedly. And whatever it is showing us, it's showing us another layer of ourselves.
Yeah.
Right, that balance. And I'm a Libra, so I'm all about balance and harmony and peace, right? And also a large part of my driving force is, like, there's that luxurious side, like, that sensuous side with my personality, I guess you could say. But I was always thinking that was what would give me peace. And no, the peace was always my ability to expand my heart,
yeah.
Expand my presence. And that takes courage.
Yeah, I'm a Libra too. You know, of course you are. May I ask your what day is it?
Yeah, the 24th of September.
I'm 24th of September. Okay, I'm October 17th. Yeah, so both Libras. I love Libras. I love everybody, but Libras are really awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I'm not surprised that you're a Libra.
And everything you say, I just wholeheartedly embrace. And I feel that you brought up truth, living in the now. What is the now? What is the truth? And I know that too was such a journey for me. Partly as a response to childhood challenges to not really participate in the truth, to really pretend, as a trauma response. And again, it's not the easy route. It's simple. Okay, just be in the truth. Just accept the now. It is a simple task, but it's very challenging. And I'm really curious about your take on this with our culture of manifesting and the law of attraction and holding the vision, all of that versus also just being with what is. And I even find hope sometimes can be toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can just keep taking us out of the now and out of what is here for us to experience presently in this rush to want something more, something we think is better, grass is always greener type of thing. So just like an interesting balance.
Of course it's the balance, right? For us Libras, it's the scale. And I think that I have... You know, there was, like, 7 years ago, there was this vision that I had of a deep knowing that I was here to help people and help my community to understand what wealth was really about, right? And so I started to allow the feeling. It was on a huge yacht, and I allowed the feeling of what that was, right? Like, what did it feel like to be surrounded by 40 other people, all different ages, including children, right? What did that feel like for me? Oh my God, there's a road runner that just walked right up to me. I'm outside in Palm Springs, and I've never seen a road runner. So what does it feel like? That is always where I'm going with my life, is what does it feel like? And when we talk about manifestation or law of attraction, I've always had a challenging time wrapping what that means. What does that really mean? And does that pull me out of my life? Does that pull me into, like, create something that's actually not supportive to what my life is showing me right now, right? Is it a distraction? Am I being distracted and pulled out? And so the place of what I have tuned in into my own work and my own knowing of my own growth is to touch those places, get imaginative, be creative, allow the inner child in me to show up and to play and to be expansive and to touch, ooh, what would it feel like to be on that yacht? What would it feel like to swim in the water in the Mediterranean? Like, what is that sensation as a human expression, right? And playing with that. And then also that expands, and I've seen it, it expands my ability to be able to touch the places of despair, of tragedy, of loss, of grief, of divorce, of unraveling, of trauma. It allows me to be able to go deep into those places without getting stuck in the mud of it. Mm-hmm. And so I would say, what is that? What did I just share? It's all about feeling. It's about being present in our body, feeling, giving ourselves permission to play, giving the space to be creative and go, wow, this situation right now is really painful and it really hurts. How can I shift my perspective a little bit to see it from a different vantage point? Maybe my divorce is a catalyst for my heart to open instead of a devastating blow to everything that I thought was real, right? Maybe my financial interesting challenges that I've had in supporting myself over the last 7 years as a coach, right? Like the ups and downs, the roller coaster of it, and trusting myself so deeply that I can root into anything that shows up. And it's not actually about me as my worst or who I am as a person, but it's just showing me what's available and how to grow even more and to open up and open my heart, right? And to not make it about me, but to make it about this greater unfolding. So I think it's about the balances that we can allow our body to feel, our heart to open, and our spirit to expand.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Our body to feel, our heart to open, and our spirit to expand. Yes, everything you just said totally resonates. And it's our precious humans had these plans for our lives, right? I also went through a very heart-wrenching divorce with kids and lots of other heart-wrenching things. And I like to honor the human and the grief of that path not having unfolded in the way that she hoped. So I do spend some time when it comes up, not living there, but just if it comes up, I honor my human grief about what wasn't. And then as you said, this usually much greater experience that our soul has charted for us, that as you said, there's just so many gifts that the human didn't even really know about. Even realize, oh, your heart can open. I don't know what that meant, right? And who we are now as human spirit beings on the other side of heartbreak and heart-wrenching experiences and grief and joy and everything in between, it is really amazing. The only thing we will take with us onto our next adventure after this lifetime is our consciousness. And that is what we've been playing with.
It's actually so amazing that we get this expression, right? that we get to allow our consciousness to be expressed here in human form in this lifetime, in this moment, right? And in the quantum, we always think there's lots of different scenarios and different places of different opportunities, you know, and when we're thinking about the vastness of experience, right, of our consciousness. But what an amazing to be embodied in this right now, this moment, to be embodied and to allow the consciousness that is expressing itself through you, through me, through all the listeners here. I mean, I can feel it so deeply in my high heart and my gut how powerful this is for us to just accept this consciousness that we have.
Yes. I like using the word adventure, but this whole incarnative experience, it feels like a grand adventure with plot twists and challenges and pitfalls and treasures. And through it all, as you so beautifully said, it's the, you know, the creator experiencing itself and our, and this consciousness evolving through us. And that perspective just does bring a lot of peace when it is potentially challenging for the human.
It does, actually. I think when we allow ourselves to expand into that knowing and to touch that place, I think it can really help with the messy, the places of the unexpected and the uncertainty of life and the places where we do feel despair and destruction, right? Like, it's amazing. So it is incredible to be able to really understand and know that place of our consciousness expressing itself.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
What a gift.
Yes. And even that has become my litmus test in my body for my guidance. Just my body guidance. Is the decision I'm making or about to make, does it seem to bring a sense of expansiveness, of spaciousness, of some juiciness, or the opposite? Could it feel more, a little more constrictive, a little more hunkering down? So I just love the theme of the universe is expanding, our consciousness is expanding, and how can we each continue to expand? And often there's fear, the human fear through those new expansions of stepping outside of our comfort zone and usually into the unknown, just those leaps of faith. And it takes a lot of courage.
It does, and I want to touch on something. I want to touch on the contraction. I think it's really important that we speak about the contraction because that, yummy.
Yes.
The contraction, I just went through a major contraction. It was like a death portal, and it was probably the most powerful contraction I've ever felt in my experience. And that's where the fear, it's a mirror to the expansiveness of, that's our possibility, right? To expand that far, but then also to be in the contraction and to embrace that. And that's where the fear crept in for me, major fear about, wow, is this contraction going to end? What is this contraction telling me? How do I open up to expansion again, right? What is this showing me? And that's where the yumminess can be, and that's where we need community. Really, when we have those contractions, that's where we actually need community to help us to remember the expansion that's possible.
Yes. Absolutely. And I might even, I'm not exactly sure if this is parallel to what you're saying, but just like going into shadow and going into real depths of pain and the darker side of the human experience. It's interesting because I've had about a year of one of the most painful, I think it's been the most painful year of my life. And just experiencing pain that I didn't know was even possible, that there's that depth of heartache, heartbreak. And it grew me, or it's still growing me, so enormously. And there have been so many gifts from it, and so much truth, and so much revelation. It's been amazing and really uncomfortable at the same time.
I am right there with you, and I know so many of us have been going through the same. So many that I've reached out to, and a lot of different people have come into my sphere ever since July, when things really started to shift. And I think we were being shown a lot of where our shadow was at play, and where we, our ego as well, the proving energy, right? So I'm right there with you. This last year, like, floored me. Like, it wrung me out. Like the universe just was like, here, we're going to squeeze you. How much can we squeeze you? And are you going to be able to continue to live in your heart? Are you going to continue to make the steps and the choices to support and be of service? Are you gonna just buckle and say, okay, I can't do this. I'm not gonna do this. I'm gonna go ahead and, choose a different, which is fine. You can choose other options, right? But I know my path, and I've chosen this path to be of service, to understand those contractions and the place of where the ego wants to prove, and the ego is like, I'm going to like show up in ways that are unexpected. So I think this last year was like a major wringing out of things so we could integrate any of the places where we gave some of our power away.
Oh my goodness, sister. I so agree. It felt like a purification process. And I know one aspect of it for me was really looking at how I interact in my relationship, and a lot of just trauma responses from the childhood, and really seeing the truth of the interactions, and just so much falling away. I have been through many other falling away power moments, and then this was like, oh my goodness, okay, again, it's all gonna fall.
Right? And I think that's terrifying.
Yes.
That's terrifying.
Yes.
That's when like sheer terror can come in.
Yeah.
We talk about manifestation, if we want to speak to that word. I took steps after being nomadic for about 18 months. I was like, okay, I want to root in again.
Yeah.
I'd previously been nomadic for 4 years, 4 years kind of on and off. And I just was like, okay, I'm done, right? So I moved to the Bay Area, and then, like, I was like, oh, this is great. This is amazing, right? I'm making stuff. I'm doing these things. And then the most epic contraction, almost like the carpet being pulled out from underneath me, like, I had to be so activated in order to touch a trauma from when I was 5. And it was this, it was an amazing knowing in my soul that I thought it was complete from 5 years ago, but it wasn't. And it showed up again, and it allowed me to transmute a sexual trauma. I am so grateful that I got to transmute, but it really shook me up, and then it put me back in the trajectory of being nomadic again, because it just wasn't in alignment. But my heart opened so much during that contraction. Like, I got to feel how much my heart can open to another person, how much my heart can open to my work, how much my heart can open up to the despair of humanity. Like, when we're on the brink, when we feel suicidal, how much my heart can touch those places and know that doesn't have to be the story for us, right? We can choose to take steps to continue to move forward. So the contraction is real. And I think a lot of times we get very confused about a contraction and what that feels like, and how it feels like where it can be complete devastation and despair and depression and suicide.
Yes. I'm so glad we're openly talking about this, and in particular bringing up that it is not uncommon to at times feel that you don't want to be on the planet.
Yep.
And it's something that has seemed kind of taboo to talk about, that you're not supposed to admit that or feel it. And what I have found is if you, and I'm sure you have this good experience, if you go into it and feel it, it will move through rather than just hovering, you know, right under the surface. So, and to not have shame about that, to not have shame that sometimes you might feel that, it's okay to talk about it, and that can actually, I think, prevent actual suicide if we can come together around those human points of the deep despair that life can bring. It is when we voice something, when we're able to articulate whatever it is, whether it's shame around an action that we did, whether it's a place where we feel like we don't have a desire to continue in the trajectory that we thought we were, whatever it is, to be able to voice it and to be really, that allows the energy to flow. It's energy. It's having the courage to voice it. And I think about Twist, right? He took his life in December. And I, you know, 40 years old. And it's that place of, like, you would never imagine that he would be in that space, right, of that much despair. And it's a choice. It's not a place from judgment or shame that I'm speaking about suicide, or this place of, like, it's actually from a place of recognizing that I think that we can be all honest with ourselves, that we touch places, and it's okay to touch those places, and it's okay to reach out and say something to someone. And that doesn't mean that you're broken, wounded, like that you are labeled as, you know, like unworthy of whatever it is that you have created in your life. You know, I really think that it touches places for us to be able to be vocal and to voice it, and it transmutes it. And then there's something that always wants to come through, and it's always love. Always. It just is. Like,
you make it through that vortex, you share with someone, you're able to open up and get really honest, and especially men, being able to feel that place of compassion towards their struggles and their places of what they've been touching, and to not have shame. I think it is the most powerful gift that we can offer each other in this human experience.
I
be really honest with this.
Yes. Complete chills all over. I absolutely agree. It starts with our own inner honesty, our own inner truth, inner acceptance. I love the word honor. During some of my graduate school education, I learned a lot from this therapist, Michael White, who was the pioneer of narrative therapy. And reading one of his therapy transcripts with a transgendered individual, the first thing he asked the individual was, how can I honor you? And it brought tears to my eyes because it was such a different orientation than the mainstream therapeutic orientation, which is, you know, very hierarchical and expert status and all that. And I love just that we can all take that honoring energy to ourselves. Just the most radical, deep, profound honoring of whatever is arising within me. I deeply honor it. I honor it. I honor it. And as you said, when we honor and witness and are present with ourselves, the energy that is ready to move will move through us. And holding space for men especially, it's heartbreaking, right? What men have been taught in our culture.
I can't even begin, like I can't even begin to express when I see anyone being able to express and to honor what they are experiencing in the moment and to embrace it. It is probably the yummiest human connection. Because that's real. Like, I have tears just thinking about that, right? When it's that melting, when someone says, you know, this is actually what I'm experiencing right now. Yeah. And not only am I going to honor it, but I want to share that with you. And for us to be able to receive that as a human, it's probably one of the greatest gifts we can offer each other.
I so agree. It is absolute intimacy and connection and humanity. And again, just taking off all of these masks, all of the masks that we've been taught to wear, including about our feelings and not being honest with how we feel. I'll just quickly share this little anecdote. My son is 15, almost 16, and he's on his wrestling team. And recently he had a really difficult match. He was really, like, thrown around and pinned. And he didn't show, I think, what most likely was really there. He showed a very, like, a bravado energy, like, I'm fine, and, you know, I'm just gonna shake it off, and I'm a tough guy, and I just, it felt so heartbreaking to me, because I could imagine what actually was there, which I think a human would feel in that moment, but the men's culture would not really honor that. And as a mom to a teenage boy, it's really heartbreaking to see where that enculturation starts about not feeling what really is there.
It starts, it's sad. I think it starts from the moment a boy is born. And that's not okay.
No, I so agree.
It's not okay. And your son is courageous in being able to, you know, touch those places.
Yeah.
So I celebrate your son and the mother that you are, right? I think that our sons, I have a 9-year-old son, and he's touched places and gotten really vulnerable about where he didn't feel safe, how he didn't feel safe, what is very present. And when he, oh my God, when he's able to see that and communicate that, I think that is the most, it is the most powerful thing for a man, a boy, a child to be able to express. And I don't want to make it about gender, but it is a powerful place for us to recognize how much boys and men are stifled.
Yes. I don't know what to call it. It's something that needs to change. I know so much of your work is working with men, and I'm just so honored that work to bring men back to themselves and their feelings and their humanity. It's a deep, deep cultural programming. So deep.
Is that okay that I call you?
Yes, please. Yes.
I was like, wait a minute, I should be calling you doctor.
Oh my God. No. I don't like any of those masks, you know? I kind of want to even forget that whole thing because it's been like sort of a box for me too. Like, yeah. Please
tell me. The place here, I think that's so important. A lot of the men that I've served in the last 5 years are very honest about their feelings that are connected with trauma bonding, and the despair that comes with that, and also the places of emotional overwhelm and the pressures that are real for them. And I think for them, to ask for support in these places is extremely vulnerable.
Yes.
Because of the ridicule that could potentially happen from society. And so I'm just going to speak to that right now because I've realized in the past couple months that some of the reason why my work hasn't exploded, right, is because there is a perception of, and kind of we've talked about this before within the counseling, industry. Oh, well, if you're getting counseling, something's wrong with you, right? Or therapy. And so I really just want to speak to this right now because it is a thing for a man to ask for support. It really is. It takes a lot of courage. And I think it does leave them more vulnerable to criticism from family, from workers, colleagues. It can open them to that, but I tell you, it is worth it. No matter the level of criticism, the level of like, are you sure you really want to do that personal growth thing? Are you sure you really want to get out of that trauma bonded relationship? It is the most powerful gift you could ever give to yourself or to your children or to any of your family members or even to your work. It is worth it. So any of you who feel this place of like, that's when my man, my partner, my spouse, that's why my son hasn't reached out for support. It's because of that. It really is. There's this criticism and judgment that's present in our society. To show any type of vulnerability or any willingness to receive support.
Yes.
And that's devastating.
It has to change.
Men are taking their lives. One of the women who I've supported, she's like, my boyfriend is in a place of support, and he just couldn't do it. He couldn't step in to support, and he almost took his life. And that's not okay.
No, it's not.
When you know that you have support, when you know that there are places and it's just not, like you can't even fathom doing that. So thankfully now he is in places of support. And it's beautiful to know that he is getting to that place. And sometimes it takes a massive opening and experience to get to that place where we ask for support, unfortunately.
I feel like asking you, what can we do? What can you and me and anyone listening, what can we do to help shift what we're talking about with
So in 2011, it was on Christmas Eve, I had this dream of my son before he was even born. And he was 5 months old, and he was in my ex's childhood bedroom, right? And he pooped everywhere, like just let it all out. And I knew that was the anger of the masculine. I knew that that was the shame and anger releasing and like exiting out, right? And in that moment, I touched such pure bliss that I had never known before. Like it was, those who are listening, you may know what Kundalini bliss feels like. It's a deep place of the most incredible feeling of bliss. And there is nothing that can take you out of it. It's a really strong, powerful experience. And it's life-changing for those who if we have experienced it. And I woke up from that dream knowing that I'm here as a conduit to help. So if you know how we can help is by just saying, hey, there's someone that I know. And I, you know, maybe there's friends, community, places of support that we can soften this, right? I have the extraordinary men community that I'm growing and allowing men and women to be a part of. It is, I really believe that women are the gatekeepers to opening this door for men. And men can do it on their own. They can. And I'm not saying that there's a codependency here. What I'm saying is that it is our responsibility as women to say, you know what? This is not okay. I see the ache of men. I understand that this is, they're suppressed. They have not had places to be able to acknowledge what they feel and how the overwhelm is real for them. And I want to do something. And maybe that's just by voicing and connecting and just sharing openly that it's okay to feel and to acknowledge, just be more of that place of like acknowledging our power as women. Men depend on us opening our hearts.
Yes.
And in that place, that's where the beauty unfolds.
Yeah.
And if we are continually opening our hearts and showing that that is a pathway that's open, I think men will respond and open and be able to go, okay, it's safe. It's okay. I can do this.
Yes. I love that. And I'm just thinking on this micro level of each one of us in our own lives, when something is arising within us, if we're interacting with our son or, for me, my ex-husband or a partner, and something comes up that just doesn't feel right, and we sense maybe there's more there that's not being felt, to just so lovingly and gently and kindly just speak to that truth, to not suppress ourselves in what we see, to just not be so silent about it.
Just not be silent about it. Like, I was just talking with one of my clients yesterday, the most amazing gift that you could give to yourself is to be able to accept that you're feeling something. You're feeling something in that moment, and to accept that, and that automatically gives permission to the other people around you to feel what they're feeling.
Yeah.
And so that's the invitation, isn't it?
Yes. And we can say things like, gosh, this may feel uncomfortable and I'm not wanting to cause any sort of trouble, but this is coming up in our interaction, and would it be okay if I share it? And, you know, leaning into the awkwardness, leaning into, people don't usually talk about this. Katrina, I want to make sure we have enough time for you to share your offerings, and so we're coming to the end of the hour, and it's just been, you're amazing, just so much honor to you, sister. I feel you deeply. It brings tears to my eyes, your presence on the planet, your work for men and women, and all that you've moved through yourself, and just the deepest honor, regard for you.
Thank you.
And so,
tears.
Yes. I don't know if I've talked this much ever in one of these shows. I'm just feel you so deeply and your beautiful mission on the planet. Where can people find out more about you and your amazing offerings?
Oh boy, you can go to Katrina Starr. That's with two R's. So just katrinastarr.com. You can check out, you can join the Extraordinary Men community. I'm going to open it up. I've had a major realization. I've worked with men and women for the last 7 years, and I really understand that the work that I do with women around trauma and trauma bonding and codependency is so important for them, and I love supporting women. And I realize that the men that I support as well, they usually always come to me because a woman has said, try this. This is different. You will get results. You can heal. You can take bold steps. So that's a major awareness that I've seen. So there's lots of different ways you can connect with me there at katrinastarr.com.
Wonderful. I can't imagine a better being to just be with you and hold space and facilitate everything that we've talked about in this hour, and this amazing being, Katrina. Thank you so much. Thank you to the listeners, and thank you for joining us here on the Metamorphosis Show. So much love to everyone.
Thank you for joining Dr. Castleface, Priestess of Metamorphosis, on your road to transformation and freedom. Each step takes you closer to becoming an awakened, empowered, courageous, and a moves mountains kind of person. Join us again the second and fourth Wednesday of each month at 12 noon Eastern Time for more guidance and encouragement. Until then, lead with your magic, trust the unseen, experience quantum leap.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Guests are the responsibility of the hosts of this program and not KKNW. This is 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and KPNW 98.9 FM HD3 Seattle.
And good Monday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the South. We have a recent collision blocking the right lane on 405 southbound just south of Northeast 70th Place around Lafayette 17. Good thing, though, it's a response team and state patrols have arrived on the scene and they are taking care of that collision. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's Pharmacist on Call with your host, Dr. Sean Pruitt. But Pruitt just got pharmacy. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. President Biden will speak on airline accountability later today. The White House is proposing rule changes to compensate passengers for flight delays. Airlines would be required to offer compensation beyond refunds for controllable flight cancellations or significant delays, according to a White House official. A Texas community is looking for answers after a mass shooting over the weekend. Authorities in Allen, Texas say a lone gunman killed 8 people and injured over half a dozen others before being shot to death. Employee Joseph Gallagher had to use the training he learned from the outlet mall.
We start hearing, rock, rock, rock. No way. We thought it had to be roofing. He walks up. He's seeing the pillars in front of our store get hit by rounds.
Authorities do believe the shooter acted alone, but there's no word yet on a possible motive. At least seven people remain hospitalized, with the victims ranging in age from 5 to 61 years old. The shooting brings the number of mass shootings across the country up to just shy of 200 this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive. Department of Homeland Security Advisor Alejandro Mayorkas is refuting criticism that the Biden administration isn't prepared for the end of Title 42.
We've been preparing for this for more than a year and a half, and it is indeed a regional challenge, and it requires a regional response.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Mayorkas said the White House has tried repeatedly to end Title 42. The secretary called the current immigration system broken and said President Biden has worked on immigration reform since his first day in office. Among those criticizing the administration's response to the end of Title 42 are a pair of Arizona elected officials, Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs and independent U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema. The Writers Guild of America remains on strike. The strike began after the WGA's contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired last week. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio. The FDA is recalling more than 500,000 COVID tests over concerns they may be contaminated with bacteria. Lisa Taylor reports.
The Food and Drug Administration said in a release that anyone with SD Biosensor Pilot COVID-19 at-home tests should discard them. The statement says the agency is looking into the kit's liquid solution and that direct contact with it could be a safety risk. It also may have compromised the test's accuracy. Most of the tests were distributed by CDS, but some were also given to Amazon. The FDA and parent company Roche are looking to figure out how many contaminated tests were sold.
The teacher strike in Oakland, California will continue into a second week. This teacher describes what she and her colleagues are hoping to accomplish.
We want to have all the supports in place that we need for our students there, and that includes things like more special education resources, like all the things we're hearing about in Common Good, which is big bucket issues like climate and housing.
On Sunday night, the Oakland Unified School District announced it had not reached a deal on a new contract with the Oakland Education Association. This will be day three of the strike that's affecting about 3,000 teachers and 35,000 students. The district says schools are staying open for things like meal distribution, but it won't be school as usual. Americans consumed 400% more hot sauce during the pandemic. Free Tennis has more on why that may be actually a good thing.
The National Library of Science says hot sauce reduces swelling, lessens arthritis, and can make your toothache go away. It's the capsaicin that does it. That's that chemical compound that makes the pepper hot, and that's what you want. The American Heart Association says capsaicin can help you lose weight because it speeds metabolism. It can improve your heart health and reduces stress and anxiety. And doctors say there's no such thing as too much hot sauce.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is making quite a splash at North America's box offices. The latest edition of the space-traveling comedy-adventure franchise earned $114 million. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
And let's go ahead and take a look now. Charles Turner to talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, we'll see partly sunny skies and a slight chance of rain showers about 20% later on this afternoon. High temperatures around 62, 63 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures down to about 48. For Tuesday, partly sunny skies and a little warmer. Highs around 65 with partly cloudy skies for Tuesday night. Lows back down to about 46. For Wednesday, Thursday, and for Friday, temperatures progressively get warmer in the high 60s to low 70s with mostly sunny skies and low temperatures in the low 50s.
Want to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Let us help you produce a professionally sounding radio show or podcast. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
And now, it's time for Drive-By Funny, your daily dose of irreverent humor on KKNW.
Here's comedian Angel Gaines on Untapped Sources.
Been dating. Anybody else dating? Let me tell you something. I had about 3-4 dates because you know what? It's a pool of men we ain't even been tapping into, ladies. A pool of good men. The ex-con. Yeah, we ain't even bothering with them. You see? I've been watching like Super Soul Sunday and all these Oprah book clubs and everything, and see, now I'm not as judgmental no more, you see what I'm saying? And I can see them from release date forward, you know? That's my boo, I love him. And see, now there's a difference now, not the ones who went to jail, the ones who went to federal jail. See the difference? See, those guys are real smart, they're intelligent, they're amazing. It's just that the plan didn't go quite as, you know, just that one second if they had the getaway car, you know what I mean? But they're amazing, and I'm telling you, I learned so much on my dates. They are inspiring me. Did you know you can make wine in a toilet? It is a, I mean, it's some good stuff, you know what I mean? I tell them to preset it, so by the time we go out, it's ready. It's amazing. Yes, and then they don't give good answers, you know, they don't give, like, answers like regular freemen, you know. When I ask them, like, baby, what's your favorite food? He looks at me as with all sincerity, he says, lettuce. I was like, wow, said no free man ever. Lettuce, I said, what about lettuce that you like? He said, it's crispy and it tastes like privilege. Wow, that's humbling, that's humbling. I'm going to rock his world when I introduce him to kale. You just wait. I'm going to tear him up with kale, you know what I mean? And then I got like, nervous because we were driving around, and he started noticing all the dispensaries in Los Angeles, and I just didn't have the heart. Because, see, he went to jail for 13 years for mail-in marijuana. Yeah, he was sitting there while y'all was walking in dispensaries. You see what I'm saying? So he was like, baby, what's all these green crosses around? I said, boo, you know Red Cross done got a makeover. You know, they all, you know, doing different things now. He said, okay, yeah, because it do say medical. I said, see, exactly.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are on planet Earth. Welcome to another episode of Pharmacist on Call with your host, Dr. Sean Pruitt, community pharmacist of the world. And if you're listening to this program, I am your community pharmacist. All right, everyone, welcome to Pharmacist on Call. This is your one-hour forum where you get to ask questions about medication, health conditions, supplementation, what have you. So let's face it, your doctors are busy, your pharmacists are busy. They don't have time. But for this hour, I do. So call in with your questions and your comments. Rule number one. There are no stupid questions when it comes to your health, and chances are the question that you think is silly or mundane will actually wind up blessing someone else. This episode is sponsored by Pruitt's Discount Pharmacy, the pharmacy choice of the uninsured, located here in Nashville, Tennessee. And if you need to get in contact with us, give us a call at 615-562-6337. But right now, we're getting ready to get into your calls.
Before we get any callers in, it looks like we can start with some of the supplements. If you guys, this is your first time watching and you're kind of not sure about what all I've got up here, I guess I'll start with the one that probably gets the most attention. Well, I take that back. It looks like we've got our first caller here. And we've got Rhonda. Welcome to Pharmacist on Call. Let me help you.
Yes, this is Rhonda. My name is Rhonda.
Yes, ma'am. I can help you.
Yes. I'm trying to get something for neuropathy pain. I don't know if you have anything for that. Are you familiar with neuropathy pain?
I am, yes, ma'am. Is it from diabetes or from a back injury or chemo?
No, it's not. It's from HIV.
Okay. All right. So this is what I use. And when I first started the show, I said whoever comes up with a solution for neuropathy is going to be a rich man. Well, we've got this solution here. Yeah, so this is our pharmacist blend hemp oil. You're going to get one free just because you called in and asked about it. Are you in the Nashville area?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
Okay, so make sure you come by the pharmacy on Dickerson Road, and that's where I have all the gifts. So let them know that you were Rhonda, you're the first caller, and then we'll have your name on the list there. But what you'll do is... Ma'am?
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So what this does, it stops the transmission of that pain. Neuropathy is a different type of pain. So someone could punch you in the shoulder, and the shoulder hurts. With neuropathy, because you may have a nerve compressed, it'll send pain all down your leg and all the way down to your hand. This stops that nerve compression from sending that pain signal. So it deadens that signal. But not only that, it helps relax you. This oil does a number of things to help you.
Okay. It's hemp oil.
Yes, ma'am. So you tell me what the pharmacist blend hemp oil.
Okay. And tell them that I get the free sample too free.
You get the free bottle. You get a whole bottle for free. Yes, for everyone, you get a whole container for free, not a sample. You get a free bottle of it.
Okay, free bottle. So I just tell them my name.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What time y'all open?
Tomorrow we be open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, I'll be there in the morning. It's okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right, we'll see you then.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, so, yeah, good question. So I did want to clarify that normally we talk about free samples of the hemp oil where you may get a dropper full. Oh, no, you're going to get the whole container. So you, for those of you who want to lose weight or whatever, you're going to get the entire container as a thank you to you for being a viewer and a supporter. So you're going to get the whole thing of beetroot juice, not a swallow. And so I guess we can go ahead and talk about some of the supplements here so you'll know kind of what I'm talking about. But for those of you who are dealing with chronic pain or neuropathy, this hemp oil has been a game changer for many people just because it well, looks like we got another call here, but we're going to get back into that. All right, looks like we've got Lisa. Welcome to Pharmacist on Call. Let me help you.
Yes, Dr. Poole.
Yes, ma'am.
I was calling to ask you about hot flashes.
Yes, ma'am.
I was on Premium, but I've been off them for years.
Yes, ma'am.
But I still have a hot flash. I'm 65.
Okay.
And I had a hysterectomy when I was 25.
Okay. Well, what I recommend, Ms. Lisa, is something called Lydia Pinkham, and it is a 10 herbs or so formulated by a lady named Lydia Estes Pinkham, and she put these herbs together because she was too ashamed to talk to her doctor about, you know, kind of the symptoms that she was having about menopause and all of that. So she put something together, and it's been around for about 200 years now. So we are going to give you a free bottle of Lydia Pinkham.
Okay, where is it located?
We are at, you know what, you got to stay and wait till the whole show. The producer's going to flash it at the end. Now, where are you? Where are you from?
I'm in Old Hickory. I go to a portable pharmacy down at Dr. Jackson.
Okay, yeah, Jock. Yeah, tell him I said hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, all of y'all out there, Hermitage, affordable pharmacy, Jock Jackson. So if you're in the Hermitage area, make sure you go stop by and see him. Ms. Renee, we're on Dickerson Pike right before you get to Titan Stadium coming from around your way. But the producer's going to give you the address.
Oh, okay, the producer, just hold
on. Yes, ma'am, just hold on and watch to the end of the show. She'll flash the address, and then you'll get everything you need. But I've got your name here.
Okay, you got my name.
Mm-hmm. And the product that you're going to get is Lydia Pinkham.
Lydia Pinkham. Okay, thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, looking at the names here, Rhonda and then Lisa, a big shout-out to my cousins, Rhonda Rhodes and Lisa Rhodes. It's weird that the name shaped up like that. All right, so let's see here. Renee, welcome to Pharmacist on Call. Let me help you. Hello, Renee. Renee? Okay, Renee going once. Renee?
No, I'm not.
Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, welcome to Pharmacist on Call. Let me help you.
Barbara Carlin, that's the sponsor, Tennessee.
Ma'am?
Barbara Carlin, Lewis Carlin, wife Carlin from Foster, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. How you doing? Ma'am? Go ahead, Ms. Carlin.
All right. Listen, I was calling you because the other day, and I was wondering, well, how can we get a free bottle?
I can bet. Can you get closer to your phone, ma'am? Ms. Collins, you're breaking up, but this is what I want you to do. Call the pharmacy tomorrow, and I'll give you a free bottle of whatever it is you're asking about, okay? Well, I think your phone is breaking up there, so but give us a call at the pharmacy tomorrow. But I know who you are, you and Mr. Collins there. Okay, we'll let her ride there. Pharmacist on call, let me help you. Okay, pharmacist on call. Let me help you.
Yeah, my name is Rudolph Scott. And at night when I go to bed, I have a burning sensation in my hand.
Okay. Hello? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, does that happen after you lay in a certain position?
I think so.
Okay.
I lay on my side.
Yeah, sounds like you got neuropathy there. So this is, we're going to do a couple of things, okay? All right. First, when you're laying on your side, make sure you have a pillow in between your knees to take that pressure off your back. And then the second thing, kind of pull your knees into you almost like a fetal position, and they'll take the pressure off your back. The second thing is right before you go to bed, you can take some of this hemp oil, and that will stop the transmission of that neuropathy going to your hands, because that's what it is. You have a nerve being compressed in your back.
Yeah, because, I mean, that really hurts.
Yeah, we got you covered. What area are you in?
Jackson, Tennessee.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Give us a call, and we can ship it out to you.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so let them know that you were one of the callers last night. Did you say your name was Ron Scott?
Rudolph Scott.
Rudolph Scott. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I got your name on the list.
Rudolph called before that.
Sir?
I call this number?
No. She's going to give you the information at the end of the show, so you have to watch the whole show.
Okay.
She's going to give you the address and the phone number to call.
Okay, I will.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Uh-huh.
All right. All right, everyone, we're up on our first break. You all stay right there. We'll be right back.
I wanted to lose weight, but I needed something safe and effective that didn't require me to exercise. I asked my pharmacist, and they recommended I take Arsenia Cambogia. With so many brands out there, I wanted one I could trust. So I chose Pharmacist Blend 95% Pure Garcinia Cambogia Complex. It is actually formulated by a pharmacist, so I know that I'm getting